This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Romans chapter 9 from verse 30 is where we're starting this episode. And we've been looking at the fact that Paul has been lamenting that so many Israelites, so many of his fellow Jews, do not receive salvation because they haven't accepted Christ, and that the law does not lead them to salvation. It only points them to Jesus, and they should have grasped Jesus. Verse 30 says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who didn't pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith, but Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it." And you can feel his heart lamenting and breaking over this. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. And this is the whole point about what he is saying about the law and the way they lived with the law. And this is, it's just the human condition, really. We want things to be press button A, get what you press the button for. We don't want to believe in faith and trust in faith and not have a certainty of that thing came out when I pressed the button. And so they developed this works around the law. Moses gave them the law, and it was all about faith, really. It was, if you do this, God will bless you. If you keep his word, you will have a relationship with God. But it became a, in order to keep his word, we must do this, we must do this, we must do this, we must do this, we must not do that. And that's where they went wrong. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, as it is written, and this comes from Isaiah chapter 8. "I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." So Isaiah relates the stone with this hymn, with this person, with the Messiah who is coming. And that's the stumbling stone. And before Jesus came, there was this stumbling stone that actually the law is pointing to a person who will come and make this right. And they stumbled because they didn't see it. They didn't see it when he was there. And looking back, they don't see it now. So many, although thank God, many in Israel who are Jews are coming to understand that Jesus is the Messiah. But he's a stumbling stone because they want works. They want press button A, get what you want. And the Christian church has followed the same foolish path down the ages. And we can see this in the way that the ancient church developed what we now call Catholicism, the Roman way of doing things, where it's you must attend Mass in order to be saved. And you must attend Mass so many times in order to be saved. And if you've done something wrong, you must attend confession. And you must do this. And you probably didn't do it well enough. So your friends have got to pray you through purgatory. It's works. All works. And it's because we want it to be that way. We want there to be a thing we can do to make matters right. I remember a school trip I ran, and it was a bunch of 16, 17-year-olds, and there was one lad there who was in the cadets, army cadets, and he'd brought some thunder flashes with him. And we were out walking on a night walk in the moors, and he let these thunder flashes off, which was not what you do. For a start, it scared everybody else in the group. And obviously, out in the moors, there's wild animals. it's not what you do. And we told him he was wrong, a naughty boy, or whatever you say to a 17-year-old hench young man. But he then felt very guilty and he wanted to do something to absolve himself. And he basically set himself the task of peeling all the potatoes for the rest of the week. That was his way of getting to feel good again. It's the natural human condition to do works to be saved. And it's not what the Bible teaches. It isn't by works. It's by faith. It's by trusting that he has done the work. We don't have to. He has done the work. It's almost impossible to believe, isn't it? It's so difficult for us to get our minds around. I don't have to do anything. He has provided forgiveness. I don't have to do anything. He has provided relationship with God the Father. I don't have to do anything. Jesus has made it all okay. I just have to say, thank you. I trust you. I believe you. And I will follow you. And that follow is a relationship thing, not a works thing. I don't follow him by doing X, Y, or Z. I follow him by trusting him, spending time with him, and believing him. Chapter 10 starts, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them, they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. Since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." And that's exactly the same thing with all the Catholic teaching that came out of that middle-aged church. You gotta do it yourself. No, you've got to come to Christ. He has done it for you, and he will give you a new heart. Back to chapter 8, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own Son in the form of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh." He has done it. Verse 4, chapter 10, "Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes." Jesus said he didn't come to do away with the law, he came to fulfill it. But by doing that, he's taken it away from us. We do not need to obey the law because Christ did it. He's fulfilled it. He's made us right with God. Did you just say you don't need to obey the law? What do you mean? What about the Ten Commandments? In the Old Covenant, the Ten Commandments, as we call them, the Ten Statements by God, were God's basic way of saying, if you fulfill this, I will be with you and I will bless you and you will be mine. Out of faith, as you fulfill these things, it's your way of expressing your faith in me. And you keep these and you will be right. And then there were provisions for when they failed to keep them. But that was basically the law. And so they kept them in order to be right with God. In the new covenant, we are right with God. If we have accepted Jesus, if we've accepted what he's done, then he has made us right. And that provision is for everyone. He has done it for the whole world. He came for the whole world. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world," said John Baptist. He has done it. he's fulfilled the law. Therefore, he's made an end to it. We don't have to fulfill it. But because we love him, we want to be living like him. So we look at the Ten Commandments, which are really 10 expressions of the character and nature of God and him saying, become like me. I am the giver of life. Do not commit murder. Do not take life. I give life. I am the great provider. Do not steal. I'm the provider. Do not take from others. I am the great faithful one. Do not commit adultery. Do not be unfaithful. They're all about, this is what God is like. Be like me. And they were commandments written on stone. But in the New Covenant, the New Testament, it says, I will give you a new covenant which will not be like the old one written on stone, but it will be written on flesh. It'll be written on your heart because the Holy Spirit lives in us. His nature develops in us. And because we love him, we want to be like him. And that's how we keep the Ten Commandments. Not to be saved, but to reflect his person. I am saved. I look at them as a measure of how much I'm reflecting him, and I seek to reflect him more. But they don't get me saved. If I fail to keep them, I'm forgiven. I get so excited, Lord, every time I realize I'm forgiven, the old worship song, which we'll finish this episode with. So that's the difference. And verse 4, Christ is the end of the law, so that they may be righteousness for everyone who believes in Jesus. What is it we need to believe? We need to believe in Jesus. We need to believe he is who he says he is. We need to believe he is with us. We need to accept what he has done for us. We need to be his. That's the difference between under the law and under grace. We are his and therefore made clean by his blood. We are indwelt by the Holy Spirit to become more like him and therefore to fulfill the old law, because that's the nature of Jesus. It's the nature of God. If we're like him, we're going to keep the law. But not because that's a work, but because we allow him to change our hearts. We'll stop there. Oh,
for listening.